Hey everyone, let's dive into this incredible story set in the heart of the Himalayas. It's like unraveling a mystery, where every clue leads us to more understanding about renewable energy and its vital role in combating climate change. Here's how this story unfolds. Nepal's landscape is a wonder, right? It's a place where nature shows its extremes, from towering peaks to deep valleys. But here's the twist. Climate change is turning up the heat, melting glaciers, and creating a real danger of floods. But wait, there's a glimmer of hope with renewable energy stepping in as a game changer. Imagine two villages, Langtang and Kyanjin, nestled in these majestic mountains, embarking on a brave journey. They're harnessing the power of a glacial lake, Kyanjin, for hydroelectricity. It's not just about lighting up homes. It's transforming lives. Picture Pasang Tamang, a local innkeeper. Once, she trekked for hours to gather firewood. Now, thanks to hydropower, her world is illuminated at the flip of a switch. The financial backbone of this endeavor is the Kadawuri Charitable Foundation, who generously contributed a substantial $448,000. This support is a lifeline, given the daunting logistics and high costs in such challenging terrain. But the plot thickens. The danger of glacial lake outbursts looms large, a stark reality we can't ignore. Recall the tragic Lonak Lake disaster, where over 150 precious lives were lost. This grim event is a constant reminder of the risks involved. Nepal, however, is not standing idly by. Efforts are underway to mitigate these dangers in high-risk areas like Tho Rolpa and Imja Lakes. Enter Dhananjay Regmi, a glacier expert with a visionary idea. Why not generate power while simultaneously draining these lakes? It's a masterstroke, tackling flood risk and creating renewable energy. Imagine the potential, like with the Thalagi Glacial Lake, where we could generate an astounding 50 megawatts of electricity while keeping the flood threat at bay. But, of course, the journey is not without its steep climbs. Securing funding for such ambitious projects is a formidable challenge. Nepal is eyeing a significant $50 million from the Green Climate Fund. However, this fund doesn't extend to hydropower generation, creating a complex puzzle, especially considering the high-altitude conditions. But let's end on a high note. This tale is not just about renewable energy. It's a story of human endurance, resilience, and adaptability. It's about thriving against all odds. Renewable energy, particularly hydropower, is more than just electricity. It stands as a beacon of hope, a testament to our unwavering spirit to find paths to a brighter, more sustainable future. So there you have it, folks. Nepal's journey with renewable energy is a narrative of innovation, risk, and the boundless potential of human ingenuity. It's a reminder that in the face of challenges, we always find a way forward. Keep an eye on this story. It's a journey worth following.